On the financial markets, traders reacted quickly to today's news. London's FTSE index lost about 4% of its value, but then recovered about half of that before the close of trading. In the U.S., stocks managed to shake off bad news from abroad and close up on the day. NPR's Adam Davidson has this report on how the markets interpreted today's events.
One way to measure how panicky the markets are about the future is to look at the price of gold. When investors are scared, many turn to financial instruments with stable, secure value, and little is more stable than gold. Sure enough, right after the bombings in London, gold prices moved up. Andrew Spanton, who runs Global FX, a currency trading firm in New York, was awakened by his staff when the attacks happened. He then watched the price of gold rise.
It took about 4 minutes for it to go up almost $2. Then it held and then flatlined, and then it went up another $2 over the course of the next 10 minutes.
$4 in 15 minutes is a pretty fast move for gold. It suggests investors were quite panicky all over the world. But then, over the next several hours, investors stopped being so scared and the price of gold started to come back down. The price dropped to less than it was just before the attacks, a sign that investors were confident that the world economy would not be terribly damaged. The same thing happened in markets around the world. Initial panic, followed by a steady return to pre-attack levels. Stephen Roach, the chief economist of Morgan Stanley, says that traders around the world were overall remarkably calm and reasonable during the day.
While it's initially tempting to conclude that this will be a devastating event, we've learned through experience that the world is an extraordinarily resilient place.
After September 11th and the bombings in Bali and Madrid, the world economy has endured, even prospered. That has reassured investors and brought stability to markets, even in the face of horrible events. Spanton, the currency trader, says that some traders might have looked at today's attacks with horror, but also some relief that they weren't worse, that there were no biological, chemical, or nuclear weapons involved.
And maybe we have degraded their ability to mount an attack.
Others said just the opposite, that today's attack simply reminds investors that terrorism is a serious and ongoing threat. In fact, today's attacks are likely to have a noticeable impact on Great Britain's economy, says Ian Bremmer, president of the Eurasia Group.
First of all, the Brits are going to have to spend a lot more money on counterterrorism. They will, and that's going to impact their budget. Second, I expect there's going to be real infrastructure damage. It's going to take them a while to get back up and running, simply in terms of basic public services, getting people to work on time. Again, that's going to have a negative impact on GDP in Britain.
Typically, the tourism industry suffers the most economic loss after a terrorist attack. Today, spurred by London's successful bid for the 2012 Olympics, tourism officials were to begin planning an intense tourism marketing campaign for the city. That program has been put on hold. Tour operators say it's simply too early to tell how these attacks will affect hotels, restaurants, and other tourism companies in London. Adam Davidson, NPR News.